Why be jealous because I am generous? The first will be last. This marvelous story is all about our salvation. Of course, denarius was a fair payment for a day's wages, and the day was split up from 6 in the morning to 6 at night. So the story is, God called them and paid them a just wage for a full day's work. But the person who came at 5 o'clock, the 11th hour, and only did 1 hour's work, was paid the same amount as the person who worked all day long. And the point being, if someone is generous, why are we jealous? We're receiving what we agreed to. And the whole background of this story is that God's salvation, denarius, is the door of salvation. Some are called at birth, the baptized Catholic or cradle Catholics. Some are called at perhaps 25 years old. Some at 50 are baptized people in their late 80s and they died soon after. That's the 11th hour. That's the last hour of their life. They became a Catholic, received God's grace and went into heaven. Apparently the son of St. Helen, Constantine, did that. He came late into the church, realising the value of baptism. So why are we jealous of others when they seem to be better off than us? Or are they not better off than us? I'm sure today there's many Franciscans in Australia who are jealous of the new Archbishop of Sydney, who's a Dominican. Anthony Fisher, 54 years old, who was the Bishop of Parramatta, has been appointed as Archbishop of Sydney and thus will become Cardinal at the next consistory, young to be given such a privileged position in Australia. And he's a Dominican, and the Pope's a Jesuit, so the Franciscans, they must be jealous, thinking this is a plot. Or perhaps others are jealous, thinking the Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, and Anthony Fisher both went to a Jesuit school, Riverview. Both about the same time. Perhaps there's something in that. And of course, Abbott appointed the Governor General. He's a Catholic too. If you're a Protestant, you're probably listening, who's running the country? The Jesuits, the Catholics, what's going on? People perhaps are jealous because God is generous and gives to those who are deserving their just rewards. But what's behind this reality of generosity? Well, if God is generous with his grace, why should we ever grumble when we think someone's received more and often they haven't? I often marvel at how God called different people in his passion, his suffering and death, to conversion at different stages. On that one day, Good Friday, three people were called at different moments. A traveller on the way of the cross, at the death of Christ, a thief, and after the death of Christ, the soldier, the centurion. Simon of Cyrene was converted by bearing the cross of Christ. Then later, at the cross itself, Dismas, as legend has it, the good thief, sought salvation. And then Longinus, the centurion, who saw how Christ died, was converted. Three individuals at three different moments. God has his time when he calls. It's only in the next life when we see the big picture, all the pieces of the puzzle go together, that we realise why Bob down the road didn't become a Catholic until he was 60. Why someone else was baptised a Catholic around the corner, and why perhaps someone came in at their deathbed moment. God's grace, the human will, are very delicate. And we ought not to stand back and say, well, it's unfair, I've had to put up with the church all my life, and someone else just snuck in. No, that's not the point. The point is we shouldn't be looking at where others are, but rather where we are at. And bear in mind, we all have a tendency at times to be jealous of others, to think ourselves poorly treated. Why? Because we're filled with selfishness and pride, faults of original sin. We tend to be focused on our own well-being and less so on the needs of others. St. Augustine once said, the person who is jealous is not in love. The person who is jealous is not in love. What's he mean by that? He means simply that the person who is jealous is in love with himself. Self-love, self-pity. That's why they're always comparing themselves to others, because they feel poorly done by. So they're looking at what they need or what they think they need to make their life better. And often then, when they get what they want, they're not happy. Because happiness comes from not within, but from without. It's by falling in love, not being in love with oneself, that one becomes generous and less jealous, because they're focused on the needs of others. If someone's being consumed with jealousy, get them to be generous in their thinking. Get them to be generous in their giving of time and effort to others. And then they have less time to think about their own supposed lack of well-being or what they would like and they haven't got. And someone else does that. So jealousy is a flaw we can all fall into. But if you're busy thinking about others' well-being, it's less likely that this would be a problem for you. One person who excelled in being generous and not jealous was St. Vincent de Paul. He was filled with zeal. And being zealous and being jealous are interesting. Etymologically, they're linked together because you're being consumed. One inwardly, one outwardly. But he died in 1660, and he is the patron saint of all generous charitable works in the world. Such was his impact in France. At a young age, he became a priest, and then, oddly enough, was kidnapped, taken to northern Africa by pirates. Obviously sold as a slave and worked there, somewhat like St. Patrick. But that didn't deter him. Coming from a poor family, he saw how poor he could actually become. Poor not just in a lack of things, but a lack of family, a lack of country. Being isolated and rejected, he hit the rock bottom. Eventually he returned back to France and took over a few parishes and worked with sailors and different tasks that were allotted to him in the Archdiocese of Paris, until God, through St. Francis de Sales, another extraordinary person at that time in history, inspired him to be a chaplain to a nun's convent. And that's what he spent the rest of his life doing. You think he was going out collecting clothes? No, not at all. He had other people do that. He became the spiritual director of the Daughters of Charity, who looked after the poor, ran hospices, organised convents to care for the sick and the needy in hospitals at that time in history. And you may see pictures of them. The nuns had that big kind of, they had the big veil and have it stuck right out. And one of their great sisters was Catherine Labore, who gave us the miraculous medal. She was a member of that convent that he initiated and fostered throughout his life. In addition to that, he set up the Congregation of Missions, which was an order of priests still around today. In fact, we have a Vincentian priest in our diocese who is the rector of our seminary. And that was the primal work of the Vincentian fathers, to establish seminaries and to run them to train priests, because so many priests were poorly educated and the missions needed more priests. So St. Vincent de Paul set about, on one side, having priests run seminaries and foster the missions, and on the other side, generated these convents that cared for the sick and the poor. If you ever see pictures of St. Vincent de Paul, he's not a handsome man. In fact, he doesn't look quite attractive at all. Big nose, thin cheeks, funny, squally type. But what beauty lay within. Someone like Mother Teresa. It's not skin deep, the beauty, but rather profound. Beauty does lie within the soul, and beauty emanated from his life. His heart today is still incorrupt in that chapel in Paris where he spent so much time. The heart of a great giver. I'm sure he never suffered from jealousy. He was too busy thinking about the needs of others. So when we go about our work this week, it's not so much focus on my needs, but the needs of others, as did St. Vincent de Paul. It's his feast day next Saturday. You might like to think about what you can do to emulate and imitate this great lover of the poor, this man who knew what it was to give rather than get, to be generous rather than to be jealous. Praise to Jesus Christ.